All right, now we are in special cat. The red zone is the area of focus for this Eagles team today on this beautiful Sunday at Lehigh University here in the rolling hills of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Michael Vick at the quarterback position, under center, fumbles the exchange there in the backfield. Whistle blows, a busted play. Jeremy Maclin walking off the field. Looked like he wanted to test his leg there for a while. Did so, and probably going in and getting a little rest on the hamstring. Doesn't look serious at all. If there were anything serious going on with Maclin, they would make sure they carted him off the field rather than have him walk. So you'll see more reps from Demaris Johnson. In the shotgun, it's Michael Vick. LeSean McCoy off the field. Oh, nice block there. Chad Hall knocks down Trent Cole. And a nice throw into the end zone. A leaping grab from Demaris Johnson. That's your play of the day thus far. Hey, Chris, not a bad job there separating. A good throw, nice loft on the ball, and Demaris Johnson makes another play.
Certainly, Brandon Hughes in there on the play, not able to track the ball perfectly enough, and Demaris Johnson just continuing to make plays as he has throughout camp. But everyone's attention was grabbed right off the bat when Chad Hall and Kenny Dunlap were able to knock Trent Cole down to the ground.
And now in the shotgun, what's the line of scrimmage here, Chris?
Line of scrimmage here, we're at the 20, or I should say we're probably the 19.
As Vic takes the ball in the shotgun. Throws into the end zone, incomplete, looking for Avant down the middle of the field. Was he open there, Chris?
He was open there, ball a little bit high. Seemed like Avant mistimed his jump. If he could have jumped a little higher, he might have had a chance at it, but it was a little bit high there. But he definitely had Avant down the seam there.
This is a red zone drill. This is where the Eagles really need to improve this offense, at least based on what they did last year, moving the ball fine between the 20s. Struggling when they got into the red zone. Eagles need touchdowns, not field goals, certainly not turnovers. Vic again off the field here. It's Nick Foles working with the twos. Bryce Brown in the backfield. He's getting additional reps with Deion Lewis out. Foles in the shotgun, takes the snap one-handed, looks right, holds it. A good coverage there. Akeem Jordan, the pass attempt for Clay Harbor. Chris?
Nice pass breakup there by Jordan. Did a great job of mirroring him across the field. Great protection from the offensive line. Good battle watching Demetrius Bell working with the second team offense going against Darrell Tapp, who's had a very good camp. The offensive line overall held up nicely there. And we're now going to go into a third, and it's about nine situation. A third and five situation.
Okay, third and five in the red zone. It's Foles in the shotgun. Takes a snap, throws to his left side, and a beautiful throw, Marty Gilliard over a leaping Cliff Harris, and that's a touchdown for the Eagles.
Gilliard just blew by Cliff Harris there, had perfect position on that play, just a little too much separation there. Harris trying to leap up, he has good athletic ability. I don't know if he was leaping off the ankle that had been bothering him, but just too much separation there by Marty Gilliard.
So another good-looking play there from the rookie at quarterback, and now the Eagles bring in Trent Edwards to run the show with the three offense. And he backs up into the shotgun. Chris Polk in the backfield. Hand off to Polk. Tries to pick his way inside. And that's what Chris Polk does, Chris McPherson. He is a physical inside between the tackles runner. Looks very comfortable in that role.
Very much so, and this is the area where you need that kind of running ability. If you're going to have a knock on LeSean McCoy, too many times he goes east to west with the football, where especially when you get in tight quarters like this, you need to just pound it up in there.
So now Edwards under center. Play action fake to Polk. Whistle blows a sack, Chris. Is that the call?
Yes, Vinny Curry there coming off the edge, getting around for the sack there. Neil Iguanagu in there for the attempt, but a great job by Vinny Curry coming off the edge in the short yard situation there in the red zone as the first teams come back to the field.
Did Iguanagu miss a block there?
From what I could tell, didn't seem that to be the case. It seemed like Curry just did too good a job of coming around the edge. Iguanagu was coming up the middle on that one, so I think that was strictly a one-on-one situation where the tackle has to win.
Okay. Now Michael Vick back on the field with the first team offense. Eagles late off the ball there. A little bit of confusion. Eagles using both Brown and McCoy in the formation. Interesting look for the Eagles. I like that look, Chris. And Bryce Brown apparently winning some confidence from the coaching staff.
Certainly, coach is very happy with his progression here to this point. Now, the one thing that was always raw about him coming into camp was his pass blocking ability, but that's something that he's been very earnest about. And we've heard running backs coach Ted Williams talk about how far along in terms of development that this group of running backs, especially the young guys, is compared to ones he's had in the past. It's high praise for a guy that's done a lot of work with running backs over the years.
Inside handoff to Brown, who gets wrapped up immediately. It's Trent Cole in there, Derek Landry. Good reaction from the number one defense, Chris.
Certainly the defensive line, you have Antonio Dixon in there bringing that run-stuffing presence as well. It's so hard to move off the football there, to move off the line. Just a good job of creating stout pressure right there and giving Brown nowhere to go.
So where are we down in distance here, Chris?
We're at 2nd and 4 from the 15 as Vic comes to the huddle. We have Jackson, Demorse Johnson, and Jason Avant, as well as Brent Celek. Out here it's going to be McCoy, line up alongside Vic in the shotgun.
Vic takes a snap, rolls to his left, throws complete for DeSean Jackson. First down, Chris?
Definitely got the first down on that one, no question about it. Bailing a little bit there. We don't want our photographer Mark getting blasted as the play was coming right our direction there, but Nnamdi Asamoah and Joselio Hansen coming over on the coverage, but definitely a first down conversion there.
We hope that Mark made it out safely, we trust.
trying to make sure our Pro Bowl receiver stays healthy for the season first
right.
and foremost now.
Right. In the shotgun, it's Michael Vick. Brent Celek on the field in the right slot. Looking over the shoulder now of Dominic Rogers-Cromartie. Vick takes a snap and Phillip Hunt comes in untouched. And while that's a completion to Demaris Johnson, it is more like a sack for the Eagles defense. And really, Chris, the last couple days, the defensive line has been very, very difficult to block, almost to the point where they haven't been blocked.
Well, look at the waves that they're bringing at you. The first two lines, you know, would be able to start for pretty much any team in this league. There's so much talent from top to bottom, and you're getting contributions from some young guys who are going under the radar here, guys like Cedric Thornton, who's having an outstanding camp. You know, so it's just been very, very difficult for this offensive line to be able to hold up with them.
And Shady McCoy gets the handoff, goes left side. Good blocking down the field there. And that's what you want to see in the red zone. More touches for number 25. 20 touchdowns last year, franchise record Pro Bowl season for LeSean McCoy. And Chris, he's had a really outstanding training camp thus far.
Yeah, no drop-off from his play last year whatsoever. Last year, you know, he opened up a lot of eyes here at Lehigh, and I think it was pretty evident that he was going to have a breakout season. To the depth that he did have, I don't know if we expected that, you know, with the franchise record 20 touchdowns, but he's continued that even getting the long-term contract extension earlier in the offseason.
All righty, now Nick Foles under center. Motioning out of the backfield is Bryce Brown. Foles straight drop, looks left, throws, completes for Clay Harbor. Beats Keenan Clayton there in a nice read, a nice throw, good location on the ball. Another nice play for Nick Foles.
You know, Keenan Clayton was right there on the coverage. Clay Harbor did a great job of snatching the ball. This is a guy who, after every walkthrough, after every practice, is catching footballs from whether it's a quarterback, whether it's a ball boy. He's out here for up to a half an hour after every workout, working on his hands. For Keenan Clayton, that's a play that he really has to make, because the one thing he brings to his defense is his coverage ability. That's going to be something that he has to showcase to the coaches there.
Where are we down in distance, Chris?
We're looking at 3rd down, about 4 yards. They're at the 13. They need to get to the 9 for the first down in this situation.
Under center, Foles takes a snap, looks left, throws left, and throws incomplete. What happened there, Chris? Not a good angle for
you. Darryl Tapp just getting pressure on him right there, doing a great job of creating pressure, and the ball just coming out there awkwardly for Foles as it fell right to the ground. So incomplete pass. Great job there by the second team defense.
All righty. Eagles defense on the field. Any surprises personnel-wise, Chris?
At this point, no. I'm trying to scan around and see who's out here. You're seeing Jaquan Jarrett and Tom Nelson interchange between the second and third team defenses during this drill. But outside of that, really no major surprises out here.
Trent Edwards throws down the field just out of the reach of Brett Brackett. Brackett sticks up that right paw and unable to come up with the catch.
Not able to come up with the ball, but Edwards had plenty of time in the pocket, too much time. In fact, the defensive line had gotten in there. I think Benny Curry should have been credited with a sack on that one. Nonetheless, the pass too high for Brackett to bring in.
And now we've got Edwards in the shotgun. Situation, Chris, what is it?
We're looking at a second and short, just 2 yards. They're at the 11. They need to get to the 9, technically for the first down, and they do the
inside
handoff.
Handoff to Chris Polk, who bounces outside. And thud drill here, so we won't really know, but it looks like he would have had enough for an Eagles first down.
Plenty of room there for the first down. Love the way he brought it back inside. Typically, young runners, they want to keep bouncing it to the outside to avoid contact, but Chris Polk is a guy who relishes in getting his pads knocked around, so it was a good job seeing him bring that back inside to be able to get the couple extra yards for the first down.
This is a red zone drill. We are in thud period, but it is 11-on-11. Special category, the red zone. Michael Vick back on the field with the number ones. Got some time to throw, holds it, pumps it, throws incomplete. Chad Hall on the crossing route there. Good coverage there from the Eagles defense, Chris.
Good coverage from the Eagles defense. Look like they were going in the dime package there. I'm just trying to scan the field. Pretty much D'Amico Ryans as the lone linebacker on that one. Michael Kendrick's now coming back on the field, but great coverage job there by the Eagles, not allowing for any room for Vic to throw the football.
Michael Vick again, McCoy the lone setback. Avant in the slot to the right side. Demaris Johnson out there, Chris?
Demaris Johnson is to the far right on this play.
Okay, a little screen pass for McCoy, making D'Amico Ryans miss right there. That is vintage Shady McCoy in the open field, dancing his way into the end zone.
I would like to see what would happen if that was a live tackle and drill. D'Amico Ryans had him squared up. Of course, he's not able to take out, and you don't want him to take out your all-pro running back right there. But as elusive and as shifty as Shady is, I would have loved to have seen what would happen if Ryans had a chance to make the tackle there, because he was squared up and ready to make it if called upon.
All righty. All righty-roo. Vic now under center. Drops, looks to his left. Looking. Nothing there. Again, great coverage. Not bad protection, but terrific coverage from the Eagles in the secondary.
The linebacker's doing a great job. They were in their base 4-3 look there with Kendricks and Roll on the field along with Ryans, and they did a great job of just vacuuming the middle of the field, making sure there was no room for Vic to be able to throw the football. One thing to know here, Dave, it's been pretty continuous for the last couple practices. We've seen Michael Kendricks running with the first-team nickel package. Now, I know that Jamar Cheney has had chances in there. Demaris Johnson not able to get the grab there, going through the hands of Kirk Coleman. But nonetheless, interesting to see if Kendricks can retain his spot with the first-team nickel defense as practice continues.
Good stuff, Chris. Now the ones come off the field, Nnamdi Asamoah and Kirk Coleman. Nice job there.
Now, Dave, with Casey Matthews limited in practice, Jamar Cheney still working his way back. Ryan Rao, the rookie free agent from Portland State, is your second team Mike linebacker in these drills. They're doing a base 4-3. Nice job by Clay Harbor getting around Keenan Clayton for the touchdown, but you have Clayton Jordan on the outside. Ryan Rao there as your middle linebacker.
It's really very difficult to evaluate the defense here because there is no hitting. I wouldn't, on that play, for example, look like Clayton kind of pulled up after the catch, but it's very difficult to make an assessment, looking more, I am anyway, for offensive execution here.
Certainly, but you want to see assignment-wise, are they in the right position? that's the biggest thing. You don't want to have guys that look lost that are spinning around or completely out of position. You don't want broken plays. So you're just looking for good communication. A great job by Daryl Tapp just getting right around Demetrius Bell, using a club move to get to the outside of him. Just too much for Bell to handle. Bell not moving his feet quick enough to be able to withstand Tapp. Good sack there by Daryl Tapp.
So Demetrius Bell beaten there, Chris. Why is he struggling so much?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. You look at the plays that he had in the game the other night. He had 7 plays. He had gotten help on a couple of plays, but still had some struggles. You know, he's adjusting back to the Howard Mudd style of playing. You would think that this is something he should thrive in. I mean, he's athletic. He's got good size to him. You know, he's not the long-rangey guys like King Dunlap, Winston Justice, guys that struggled in trying to adapt to it last season when it was all brand new. So it's tough. It's tough to wonder at this point why Demetrius Bell is having his struggles picking up this game.
Second and goal from the 6 is the call, as the Eagles have their third team out on the field. Trent Edwards getting the call. Andy Reid saying something to his group of offensive players on the field as they break the huddle. Akpla, Tiger Jones, single back, looks to be Polk. Hand off to Jones, or to Polk, and the defense there. It's kind of the way he runs. Just runs, barrels, plays physical football. Chris, who's winning this battle? Is it the offense, the defense, or do you see it being relatively even at this point?
I think defense would have the upper hand as we go into the final stage of this part of the practice here. We're going to look at the goal-to-go situations. We're looking at first down from the 5-yard line. It's getting its goal to go. So far, I would definitely give the defense a slight upper hand in this set of the drills.
All right, now it's Michael Vick in the shotgun. Vick slings it short, complete to Selleck. What kind of gain on that, Chris?
I would give him about a 2-yard gain to the 3-yard line. Short gain there for Selleck. Good job of coming with football, but good coverage for Brian Roll. Credit King Dunlap and Todd Harriman's for keeping the defensive line off of Michael Vick so he can make the play.
Okay, what's the situation here, Chris?
So we're going to go second and goal to go. They're going to do it from the 4-yard line here.
Vick in the shotgun, takes a snap. Inside move. There is Phillip Hunt again, taking the inside route against Todd Harriman's. And again, don't hit the guy in the red jersey, but Phillip Hunt gets off the ball quickly, makes the move, and gets to the quarterback, Chris. What an improvement for Phillip Hunt in year number 2.
You know, the thing for him here is he got a taste of what it was like to play in the NFL last year. He was the guy, the try-hard guy, that just impressed so much throughout the preseason last season that the Eagles had to find a way to keep him on the roster. He got some quality snaps throughout the course of the season. He's come here into camp and getting a chance to work with the first team because of injuries. He's been able to maximize those opportunities with 2 sacks and a forced fumble in his preseason debut Thursday night.
Vick back, little waggle to the left. Now he sees open room and gets it to the end zone. Touchdown, Michael Vick.
It's amazing to think, Dave, that he had just 1 rushing touchdown all of last season. I know we have all the talk about how Michael Vick needs to protect himself and how he needs to be careful in the pocket and how he needs to slide and all this and that. But look, Michael Vick is the greatest rushing quarterback in NFL history. This is a guy who should be able to assist the offense in the red zone with his legs. Why not take advantage of it?
So the number one's still out there. You've got Jason Avant, Demaris Johnson, and DeSean Jackson, 2 tight ends, Harbor and Selleck. Of course, King Dunlap remains your left tackle, Evan Mathis, left guard, Jason Kelsey, Danny Watkins, Todd Harriman's rounding out the offense. Michael Vick under center. Vick drops straight, looks left, throws sidearm. Touchdown, Brett Selleck.
Great job by Vick finding the proper arm angle to be able to deliver the ball without any infusion or intrusion from the defensive line. So even though...
Nor was there an infusion from the defensive line. I mean, it was just good pass. Yeah, I like it, though, Chris. Drop back, get rid of the football. Although I don't know if I like Michael side-arming the football. I want him, you know, changing that arm angle is something that kind of concerns me, but what do I know?
Well, the thing is, I mean, you need to be able to find a way to get through traffic, so effective on that play right there. Got the ball into Brent Celek, who did a great job of getting the ball right at the goal line.
Well, I think you have to move the pocket. Move the pocket. Vic under center, drops back, has some time, throws short, complete. Good coverage there. D'Amico Ryans on LaShawn McCoy.
So that'll be the last snap, it looks like, for the ones, Nick Foles, and the second team offense and defense coming back out here to the field. So they will resume to goal-to-go situations, and it looks like they're going to start with a second and goal from the 3-yard line.
Let's take a look at the defense here, and Brandon Graham and Fletcher Cox out there. We are also looking at Akeem Jordan running the huddle. Cedric Thornton out there. Brian Roll is out there. And this must be second team nickel, Chris?
That's what I'm trying to gather here. Ryan Rowe went back to the sideline here. I'm seeing the safeties. You have Otagway and Jarrett at safety. Doesn't look like there's another linebacker on the field. So, oh,
so
there
Lindley,
goes Jordan.
Lindley Boykin,
so it's nickel.
Yeah, Lindley Boykin and Marsh maybe a cornerback.
No, you have Lindley, Hughes, and Boykin as your three cornerbacks.
Roll to the right side for Foles.
Wow, nice
grab.
What
a nice play. Throws a perfect ball to Chad Hall. Very well placed. Nice leaping grab from Hall. Good poise there on the bootleg to the right side by Nick Foles. So we've seen him use his legs, those feet that were criticized during the draft. Uses the feet, gets outside the pocket, and Chris shows he can throw well on the run.
No, great job there by Foles, rolling out to his right there, being able to make the play. A lot of people say they can't make plays with his legs, but great job of feeling the pressure, keeping his eyes downfield, and then finding the receiver in the back of the end zone for the touchdown.
He is feeling it, Chris. Another good practice session for Nick Foles. He's in the shotgun now situation, Chris.
Certainly we have third down and goal to go here. We go with Jamel Hamler in motion here.
Foles back, looks left, throws to the left corner of the end zone. And Brandon Hughes breaks up the pass. Who is the receiver, Chris?
The receiver, Marty Gilliard right there, but Brandon Hughes just too good position there. Pressure was coming quickly. Foles did a good job of getting rid of the ball, but in the one-on-one situation, maybe need a little more air under it to give Gilliard a chance to be able to outstep Hughes for it, but great buy position by Hughes on the play.
Monty Taylor out on the field, Kevin Thomas on the field. Eagles have two wide receivers to the right side of the formation. Monty Simmons off the edge here, showing blitz. In the shotgun, it's Edwards. Throws complete for a touchdown to Chase Ford. Haven't heard a lot from Ford, Chris, in the last couple of days, maybe even longer than that. Seems like Clay Harbor's kind of separated himself from Brackett and Ford.
Yeah, Clay Harbor's just having too strong. Coaches have been praising, you know, again, the work ethic, the consistency. That's the biggest thing. You've seen the athletic ability. You've seen him be able to make plays. You know, he's one of the better blockers among the tight end group here. But the fact is he's become much more consistent in this training camp, and it's given him the leg up for this number two tight end job.
Under center, it's Edwards. He rolls to the right side, throws complete for the touchdown. And that will end our 11-on-11 red zone drills on Sunday at Lehigh University.